Hi, welcome to the Voice of the DBA podcast. I'm Steve Jones. It's called Monitoring for Non-Existent Events. I was catching up on work recently after my sabbatical. I was reading the third installment of the five worst days in a DBA's life, starring the DBA team, which is Grant Fritchie and myself. Someone had asked me while I was at SQL Bits if I enjoyed reading Paul Randall as part of our DBA team. You know, Paul works at SQL Skills, and he joined us for one of our adventures, and I wanted to see how the adventure turned out because I wasn't a part of that. The piece had been edited and published while I was gone, and I hadn't had a chance to read it until I got back. It was a fun read, but there was one quote in the piece that struck me. It said, "A job that runs long or doesn't run at all can sting just as bad as one that fails." It's actually a quote from my character, showcasing a situation that few people actually think about. However, I think it's an event that DBAs might want to be monitoring. Many of us adopt a set-it-and-forget-it mentality with our SQL Server Agent jobs or scheduled tasks or any type of scheduled process. We assume that things will work or fail just as we set them up. Thing is, it's easy to forget that there are other states we might find ourselves or our systems in that can cause us issues. Monitoring is certainly critical to any well-run system, but monitoring needs to be set up well. If we require that certain jobs run, then we need to not only check that they succeed or fail, but we need to make sure that the job is actually run and completed. It's easy to accidentally dislabel the wrong job into GUI and not notice. It's also entirely possible that a job gets stuck and doesn't complete and just continues running. If you're not watching for those other states, you might find yourself in a situation where you don't have backups and your job is on the line or some other process hasn't completed. However, in that case, you won't have the DBA team to call if that occurs. I'm Steve Jones with the Voice of the DBA podcast.